Mr. Marshall, Mr. Marshall, aye. Mr. Sullivan, aye. Mr. Fetterman, no. Mr. Tillis, aye. Mr. Cassidy, aye. Mr. Ricketts, aye. Mr. Haggerty, aye. Mr. Hoven, aye. Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
The yeas are 43, the nays are 50. The motion is not agreed to. Majority Leader.
Madam President, could we have order, please? There are a lot of people who have to get to a lot of places. We're going to be real strict on 10-minute votes. Stay in your place. That the remaining votes in this series be 10 minutes in length.
Without objection.
Madam President.
Senator from Missouri.
Thank you, Madam President. I move to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 4366 with my amendment 1626.
Clerk will report.
The Senator from Missouri, Mr. Schmidt, moves to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 4366 with an amendment numbered 1626.
There will now be 2 minutes for debate, equally divided.
Thank you, Madam President. I will be brief and just sort of walk through this amendment. This is a good government amendment that I hope that everybody can get behind. The House omnibus includes a provision allowing the NTAA to capture $337 million in IIJA funding to expand.
Can we have quiet in the Senate, please?
Thank you, Madam President. To expand its bureaucracy. So just to sort of walk through this, under the Infrastructure Act, there was $42 billion for administrative costs. That's $850 million, okay? That money, as it relates to the BEADS program, because it's pretty diffused across the country, they don't have a lot of those administrative costs. So now they're coming back in under the BEADS program and saying, we need $337 million for administrative costs, but they have only justified $226 million. So this would save taxpayers $110 million. If they want to justify it down the road for something specific, they can go ahead and do that. But this is to sort of deal with that. And it's also, if you want another reason to support this. There's also some new initiative related to algorithmic justice, whatever that is, and we would make sure that no dollars go to algorithmic justice. Thank you very much. With that, thank you, Madam President.
Madam President.
The Senator from New Hampshire, thank you.
My colleague from Missouri says this is a good government amendment, but this, in fact, is not a good government amendment. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provided billions of dollars to connect all Americans to high-speed, reliable, affordable internet. The IIJA provided an administrative set-aside of 2% to get these grants out the door quickly and responsibly. What we're hearing now is that the Commerce Department has projected that this falls short of what is needed to successfully implement and oversee these programs. So we increased that 2% to 2.7% to cover the shortfall to help states. Now, the NTIA has grants on the Middle Mile program that affect 38 projects in 35 states in Puerto Rico. And I'm going to read for my colleagues across the aisle who are objecting to this 2.7%. The states that are affected if these programs get cut, their grants will get cut. Alabama, Alaska, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas,
Senator,
Maine,
your time has
Missouri.
Expired.
Can I have an extra 10 seconds?
Without objection.
Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Wyoming. I would urge my colleagues to vote no and make sure these projects can go forward with the oversight they require.
President, Madam President.
Question for Missouri.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll just respond. Ask for 30 extra seconds. 15 seconds.
Is there an objection?
Sold.
Without objection.
President, I would just say this. If that were true, maybe you'd have a good reason to vote against it. That's not true. According to Commerce and Approps, there is $110 million that won't be affected by any of that. So this is just saving $110 million. So all the things that the great senator just talked about, all that's going to happen. You're not taking anything away. You're just saving $110 million that Commerce and Approps say has not been justified. Okay. Thank you, Madam President.
The question is on the motion to concur with Schmidt Amendment 1626. Is there a sufficient second? There appears to be. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Baldwin. Mr. Barrasso. Mr. Bennett.
Gotcha.
Mrs. Blackburn. Mr. Blumenthal. Mr. Booker. Mr. Bozeman. Mr. Braun. Mrs. Britt. Mr. Brown. Mr. Budd. I got him. Would you like? Yep. Ms. Butler. Ms. Cantwell. I got you. Thanks. Yep, I did. Mrs. Capito, Mr. Cardin. Mr. Carper. Thanks. Mr. Casey. Mr. Cassidy, Ms. Collins, Mr. Coons, Welch, Ms. Cortez Masto, Mr. Cotton, Mr. Kramer, Mr. Crapo. Mr. Cruz. Mr. Daines, Ms. Duckworth. Mr. Durbin. Ms. Ernst. Mr. Fetterman, Mrs. Fisher, Mrs. Gillibrand. Mr. Graham, Mr. Grassley, Mr. Haggerty, Ms. Hassan, Mr. Hawley, Mr. Heinrich, Mr. Hickenlooper, Ms. Serrano, Mr. Hoven, Mrs. Hyde-Smith, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kane, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kennedy, Mr. King, Ms. Klobuchar. Mr. Lankford. Thank you. Mr. Lee. Mr. Lujan. Ms. Lummis, Mr. Manchin, Mr. Markey, Mr. Marshall, Mr. McConnell, Mr. Menendez, Mr. Merkley, Mr. Moran, Mr. Mullen, Ms. Murkowski, Mr. Murphy, Mrs. Murray, Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Padilla, Mr. Paul, Mr. Peters, Mr. Reed, Mr. Ricketts, Mr. Risch, Mr. Romney, Ms. Rosen, Mr. Rounds, Mr. Rubio, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Schatz, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Scott of Florida, Mr. Scott of South Carolina, Mrs. Shaheen, Ms. Sinema, Ms. Smith, Ms. Stabenow, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Tester, Mr. Thune, Mr. Tillis, Mr. Tuberville, Mr. Van Hollen, Mr. Vance, Mr. Warner, Mr. Warnock, Ms. Warren, Mr. Welch, Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Wicker, Mr. Wyden, Mr. Young. Senators voting in the affirmative. Blackburn, Bozeman, Braun, Budd, Cassidy, Cornyn, Cotton, Kramer, Daines, Ernst, Grassley, Haggerty, Hoven, Johnson, Kennedy, Lankford, Lee, Lummis, Mullen, Paul, Ricketts, Risch, Rounds, Rubio, Schmidt, Scott of Florida, Scott of South Carolina, Tuberville, Wicker, and Young. Senators voting in the negative. Baldwin, Bennett, Blumenthal, Booker, Brown, Butler, Cantwell, Capito, Cardin, Carper, Casey, Collins, Cortez Masto, Durbin, Fetterman, Fisher, Gillibrand, Graham, Hassan, Heinrich, Hickenlooper, Hirono, Hydesmith, Kane, Kelly, King, Klobuchar, Lujan, Markey, McConnell, Menendez, Merkley, Moran, Murray, Ossoff, Padilla, Peters, Reed, Rosen, Sanders, Schatz, Schumer, Shaheen, Sinema, Smith, Stabenow, Sullivan, Tester, Warnock, Warren, Welch, and Whitehouse. Ms. Duckworth, no. Mr. Wyden, no. Mr. Thune, aye. Mr. Crapo, aye. Mr. Vance, aye. Mr. Coons, no. That's really annoying. Mr. Van Hollen, no. Mr. Tillis, aye. Mr. Marshall, aye. Mr. Warner, no. Mr. Murphy, no. Mr. Cruz, aye. Mrs. Britt, aye.
And they sent it around backwards. Okay.
Are we waiting on Murkowski? I preemptively. I guess for her. Here she comes. Open the... They do not open... Ms. Murkowski, no.
On this vote, the yeas are 37, the nays are 59. The motion is not agreed to. Majority Leader.
It took 17 minutes. I please ask the members' indulgence. Stay here. Let's get it done so people can get on their way. As for the yeas and nays.
Madam President.
Senator from Florida.
Madam President, since Joe Biden took office, inflation has exploded 17.9%. Prices on everything, especially groceries, are sky high, and hardworking Americans aren't able to keep up.
Excuse me, Senator, do you wish to call up your motion?
Can you read the motion first?
Oh, I have a motion at the desk.
The clerk will report.
Senator from Florida, Mr. Scott, moves to refer the bill H.R. 4366 to the Committee on Appropriations of the Senate with instructions to report the same back to the Senate in one day, not counting any day on which the Senate is not in session, with changes that remove all community project funding and congressionally directed spending.
There will now be 2 minutes for debate equally divided.
Madam President.
Senator from Florida.
Madam President, since Joe Biden took office, inflation has exploded 17.9%. Prices on everything, especially groceries, are sky high, and hardworking Americans aren't able to keep up. Unless we see significant deflation, which will only happen if we cut spending, there won't be a relief from the massive damage that Biden's inflation has caused. One of the best ways to cut reckless spending is to stop earmarks, and this bill has more than...
Be quiet in the Senate, please. Please.
And this bill has more than 6,600 of them, costing taxpayers $12 billion. Earmarks are a corrupt practice. American taxpayers should not be used as a political piggy bank. My answer is simple. We should send this reckless spending bill back to committee and remove all earmarks before passing. Given that my Democrat colleague have already removed at least one earmark from this bill, this shouldn't be a tough thing to do before government funding lapses.
Madam President.
Senator from Washington.
Madam President, I have spoken out previously. A CDS request members have secured for their communities. But this one really takes the cake. It would, at the 11th hour, wipe out all of the CDS requests in this bill. All of the hard work, all the input we asked everyone to provide us about projects that would help their constituents would be gone. This would completely overrule other lawmakers on projects they requested and secured for their communities that they know best. Not to mention, it would sink this bill, all but ensuring a government shutdown. This is completely unacceptable. It should be unacceptable to everyone who has worked with us to make sure this package includes projects they know will make a difference to folks back home. I strongly urge a no vote.
Question is on the motion to refer.
As for the yeas and nays.
Is there a sufficient second? Clerk will report. There is. Clerk will report.
Ms. Baldwin, Mr. Barrasso, Mr. Bennett, Mrs. Blackburn, Mr. Blumenthal, Mr. Booker, Mr. Bozeman, Mr. Braun, Mrs. Britt. Mr. Brown. Bud. Ms. Butler. Ms. Cantwell. Mrs. Capito. Mr. Cardin. Mr. Carper. Mr. Casey, Mr. Cassidy, Ms. Collins. Mr. Coons. Mr. Cornyn. Ms. Cortez Masto. Mr. Cotton. Mr. Kramer. Mr. Crapo. Mr. Cruz. Mr. Daines. Ms. Duckworth. Mr. Durbin, Ms. Ernst, Mr. Fetterman, Mrs. Fisher, Mrs. Gillibrand, Mr. Graham, Mr. Grassley, Mr. Haggerty, Ms. Hassan, Mr. Hawley, Mr. Heinrich, Mr. Hickenlooper, Ms. Arono, Mr. Hovind, Mrs. Hyde-Smith, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kane, Mr. Kelly, Mr. King, Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Lankford, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lujan, Ms. Lummis, Mr. Manchin, Mr. Markey, Mr. Marshall, Mr. McConnell, Mr. Menendez, Mr. Merkley, Mr. Moran, Mr. Mullen, Ms. Murkowski, Mr. Murphy, Mrs. Murray, Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Padilla, Mr. Paul, Mr. Peters, Mr. Reed, Mr. Ricketts, Mr. Risch, Mr. Romney, Ms. Rosen, Mr. Rounds, Mr. Rubio, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Schatz, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Scott of Florida, Mr. Scott of South Carolina, Mrs. Shaheen, Ms. Sinema, Ms. Smith, Ms. Stabenow, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Tester, Mr. Thune, Mr. Tillis, Mr. Tuberville, Mr. Van Hollen, Mr. Vance, Mr. Warner, Mr. Warnock, Ms. Warren, Mr. Welch, Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Wicker, Mr. Wyden, Mr. Young. Senators voting in the affirmative. Blackburn, Braun, Cornyn, Cotton, Kramer, Crapo, Cruz, Daines, Ernst, Grassley, Haggerty, Hovind, Johnson, Lankford, Lee, Lummis, Hall, Ricketts, Risch, Schmidt, Scott of Florida, Scott of South Carolina, Tester, Tuberville, Vance, Young. Senators voting in the negative: Baldwin, Bennett, Blumenthal, Booker, Bozeman, Britt, Brown, Butler, Cantwell, Capito, Cardin, Casey, Cassidy, Collins, Coons, Cortez Masto, Duckworth, Durbin, Betterman, Gillibrand, Graham, Hassan, Heinrich, Hickenlooper, Hirono, Hydesmith, Kelly, Kennedy, King, Klobuchar, Lujan, Markey, McConnell, Menendez, Merkley, Moran, Mullen, Murkowski, Murphy, Murray, Ossoff, Padilla, Peters, Reed, Rosen, Rounds, Sanders, Schatz, Schumer, Shaheen, Sinema, Smith, Stabenow, Van Hollen, Warner, Warnock, Warren, Welch, Whitehouse, Wicker, Wyden. Mr. Sullivan, no. Mr. Rubio, aye. Mr. Thune, aye. Mrs. Fisher, aye. Mr. Carper, no. Mr. Tillis, aye. Mr. Kane, no. Mr. Bud, aye. Mr. Marshall, aye.
On this vote, the yeas are 32, the nays are 64. The motion is not agreed to. Majority leader.
10 minutes, 30 seconds. Let's beat 10 minutes now. Stay in the chamber. This is the next to last vote.
Mr. President.
Senator from Tennessee.
Thank you, Madam President. My amendment is simple. It will require that the census determine basic population.
Senator, do you wish to call up your amendment?
Oh, sorry.
No.
Madam President, I move to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 4366, with my amendment, number 1634.
Clerk of report.
Senator from Tennessee, Mr. Hagerty, moves to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 4366 with an amendment numbered 1634.
Thank you. Thanks.
There will now be 2 minutes for debate equally divided. Senator from Tennessee.
Thank you, Madam President. My amendment is simple. It would require that the census determine basic population statistics, like the number of citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens that live in this country. And it would require that only U.S. citizens be counted in determining the number of House seats and electoral votes that each state gets. Currently,
silence in the chambers, please.
Currently, illegal aliens are counted for determining how many congressional seats and electoral college votes each state gets. The more illegal aliens and non-citizens in your state or district, the greater your voting power in Congress and in presidential elections. This not only destroys the principle of one person, one vote by making some Americans' votes more powerful than others, but it encourages illegal immigration in sanctuary cities as a way to increase political power. In fact, a Democrat House member from New York recently called for more illegal immigration to her district for redistricting purposes. The weight of every American's vote should be equal. More illegal alien resettlement shouldn't mean more political power in America. My amendment would ensure this, and I encourage my colleagues to support it. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator from Washington.
Madam President, this amendment is exactly the sort of poison pill rider we all work to keep out of this important bipartisan package. The census must be conducted in a nonpartisan, nonpolitical way to get the most accurate data possible, data that is used in countless programs all our communities rely on. This amendment adds detrimental new requirements that would inject politics into the census and have a chilling effect on the Census Bureau's constitutional responsibility to count the number of people in the United States. And let's be clear, this amendment is probably unconstitutional. The Constitution requires apportionment by counting, quote, the whole number of persons in each state. The phrase whole number of persons is quite clear. So in addition to just being plain wrong, this amendment is fundamentally inconsistent with the clear language in our Constitution. I urge my colleagues to vote no.
Yeas, nay.
The question's on the motion to concur with Hagerty Amendment Number 1634.
Call for the yeas, nays.
Is there a sufficient second? There is. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Baldwin. Mr. Barrasso, Mr. Bennett, Mrs. Blackburn, Mr. Blumenthal, Mr. Booker, Mr. Bozeman, thank you. Mr. Braun, Mrs. Britt. Mr. Brown. Mr. Budd. Ms. Butler, Ms. Cantwell, Mrs. Capito, Mr. Cardin, Mr. Carper, Mr. Casey, Mr. Cassidy, Ms. Collins, No. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait till you watch this.
Oh, you were here.
Mr. Cassidy. Ms. Collins, Mr. Coons. Gotcha. Mr. Cornyn, Ms. Cortez Masto. Mr. Cotton, Mr. Kramer. Mr. Crapo. Mr. Cruz. Mr. Daines, Ms. Duckworth. Mr. Durbin. Ms. Ernst, Mr. Fetterman. Mrs. Fisher. Thank you. Gotcha. Mrs. Gillibrand. Thank you. Mr. Graham, Mr. Grassley. Mr. Haggerty, Ms. Hassan. Mr. Hawley. Mr. Heinrich, Mr. Hickenlooper. Ms. Hirono. Thank you. I'm sorry, Ms. Murkowski, you're an aye. Did you say? Mr. Hoven. Mrs. Hyde-Smith, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kane, Mr. Kelly, Mr. Kennedy, Mr. King, Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Lankford, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lujan, Ms. Lummis, Mr. Manchin, Mr. Markey, Mr. Marshall, Mr. McConnell, thanks, Mr. Menendez, Mr. Merkley, Mr. Moran, Mr. Mullen, Ms. Murkowski, Mr. Murphy, Mrs. Murray, Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Padilla, Mr. Paul, Mr. Peters, Mr. Reed, Mr. Ricketts, Mr. Risch, Mr. Romney, Ms. Rosen, Mr. Rounds, Mr. Rubio, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Schatz, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Scott of Florida, Mr. Scott of South Carolina, Mrs. Shaheen, Ms. Sinema, Ms. Smith, Ms. Stabenow, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Tester, Mr. Thune, Mr. Tillis, Mr. Tuberville, Mr. Van Hollen, Mr. Warner, Mr. Warnock, Ms. Warren, Mr. Welch, Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Wicker, Mr. Wyden, Mr. Young. Senators voting in the affirmative. Blackburn, Bozeman, Braun, Britt, Budd, Capito, Cassidy, Collins, Cornyn, Cotton, Kramer, Daines, Ernst, Fisher, Graham, Haggerty, Hoven, Hyde-Smith, Johnson, Kennedy, Lankford, Lee, Marshall, McConnell, Moran, Mullen, Ricketts, Risch, Rounds, Rubio, Schmidt, Scott of Florida, Scott of South Carolina, Sullivan, Thune, Tillis, Tuberville, Vance, and Wicker. Mr. Crapo, aye. Ms. Lummis,
aye.
Well, okay, I don't. Senators voting in the negative. Baldwin, Bennett, Blumenthal, Booker, Brown, Butler, Cardin, Carper, Casey, Coons, Cortez Masto, Duckworth, Durbin, Fetterman, Hassan, Heinrich, Hickenlooper, Hirono, Kane, Kelly, King, Klobuchar, Lujan, Markey, Menendez, Merkley, Murkowski, Murphy, Murray, Ossoff, Padilla, Peters, Reed, Rosen, Sanders, Schumer, Shaheen, Sinema, Smith, Stabenow, Tester, Van Hollen, Warnock, Warren, Welch, Whitehouse, and Wyden. Mr. Young, aye. Mr. Warner, no. Mr. Grassley, aye. Mr. Paul, aye. Ms. Cantwell, no. Mrs. Gillibrand, no. Mr. Cruz, aye. What are we doing?
I think Murkowski might switch. Yes, you have claims.
On this vote, the yeas are 45, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Madam President.
The Senator from Washington.
Madam President, I want to thank everybody who's worked really hard on this. I want to thank everyone who's worked really hard on this. And for all members of the Senate, I yield back all of our time.
Under the previous order, the motion to concur with a further amendment is withdrawn. The question occurs on the motion to concur. Is there a sufficient second? There appears to be. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Baldwin. Mr. Barrasso. Mr. Bennett, Mrs. Blackburn, Mr. Blumenthal, Mr. Booker. Mr. Bozeman, Mr. Braun, Mrs. Britt, Mr. Brown, Mr. Budd, Ms. Butler, Ms. Cantwell. Mrs. Capito, Mr. Cardin, Mr. Carper, Mr. Casey, Mr. Cassidy, Ms. Collins, Mr. Coons, Mr. Cornyn. Ms. Cortez Masto, Mr. Cotton, Mr. Kramer. Mr. Crapo, Mr. Cruz, Mr. Daines, Ms. Duckworth, Mr. Durbin, Ms. Ernst, Mr. Fetterman, Mrs. Fisher, Mrs. Gillibrand, Mr. Graham, Mr. Grassley, Mr. Haggerty. Ms. Hassan, Mr. Hawley. Mr. Heinrich, Mr. Hickenlooper, Ms. Hirono, Mr. Hoven, Mrs. Hyde-Smith, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kane, Mr. Kelly, Mr. Kennedy, Mr. King, Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Lankford, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lujan, Ms. Lummis, Mr. Manchin, Mr. Markey, Mr. Marshall, Mr. McConnell, Mr. Menendez, Mr. Merkley, Mr. Moran, Mr. Mullen, Ms. Markowski, Mr. Murphy, Mrs. Murray, Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Padilla, Mr. Paul, Mr. Peters, Mr. Reed, Mr. Ricketts, Mr. Risch, Mr. Romney, Ms. Rosen, Mr. Rounds, Mr. Rubio, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Schatz, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Scott of Florida, Mr. Scott of South Carolina, Mrs. Shaheen, Ms. Sinema, Ms. Smith, Ms. Stabenow, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Tester, Mr. Thune, Mr. Tillis, Mr. Tuberville, Mr. Van Hollen, Mr. Vance, Mr. Warner, Mr. Warnock, Ms. Warren, Mr. Welch, Mr. Whitehouse, Mr. Wicker, Mr. Wyden, Mr. Young. Senators voting in the affirmative. Baldwin, Bennett, Blumenthal, Booker, Bozeman, Britt, Brown, Butler, Cantwell, Capito, Cardin, Carper, Casey, Cassidy, Collins, Coons, Cornyn, Cortez Masto, Kramer, Duckworth, Durbin, Ernst, Fetterman, Fisher, Gillibrand, Graham, Grassley, Hassan, Heinrich, Hickenlooper, Hirono, Hoven, Hyde-Smith, Kane, Kelly, Kennedy, King, Klobuchar, Lankford, Lujan, Markey, McConnell, Menendez, Merkley, Moran, Mullen, Murkowski, Murray, Ossoff, Padilla, Peters, Reed, Rosen, Rounds, Sanders, Schatz, Schumer, Shaheen, Sinema, Smith, Stabenow, Sullivan, Tester, Thune, Tillis, Van Hollen, Warner, Warnock, Warren, Welch, Whitehouse, Wyden, Young. Mr. Cotton, aye. Senators voting in the negative: Blackburn, Braun, Budd, Crapo, Cruz, Daines, Haggerty, Johnson, Lee, Lummis, Marshall, Murphy, Hall, Ricketts, Risch, Rubio, Schmidt, Scott of Florida, Scott of South Carolina, Tuberville, Vance. Mr. Hawley, no. Mr. Wicker, aye.
The yeas are 75, the nays are 22. The motion is agreed to.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I ask unanimous consent the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of HCON Res 94.
The court will report.
HCON Res 94, directing the Clerk of the House of Representatives to make a correction in the enrollment of H.R. 4366.
Is there objection to proceeding? Without objection, the Senate will proceed.
I further ask that the concurrent resolution be agreed to and the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Without objection, so ordered.
Madam President, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to executive session to consider the following nomination under the privileged section of executive calendar, PN 1218, Carol Mosley Braun to be a member of the Board of Directors of the African Development Foundation. That the Senate vote on the nomination without intervening action or debate. The motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table. That the President be immediately notified of the Senate's action and the Senate resume legislative session.
Is there objection? Without objection, the motion occurs on the nomination. Clerk will report.
Board of Directors of the African Development Foundation, Carol Mosley Braun of Illinois to be a member.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The nomination is confirmed.
Madam President, I ask unanimous consent that a time to be determined by the majority leader in consultation with the Republican leader, the Senate proceed to executive session to consider the following nomination, calendar 481. That there be 2 minutes for debate equally divided in the usual form on the nomination, that upon the use or yielding back of time, the Senate proceed to vote without intervening action or debate on the nomination, that if confirmed, the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate, that no further motions be in order, that the President be immediately notified of the Senate's action, and the Senate then resume legislative session. Further, that the Senate proceed to executive session to consider the following nominations en bloc, calendars 251, 447. That the Senate vote on the nominations en bloc without intervening action or debate, the motions to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table, and the President be immediately notified of the Senate's action, and the Senate then resume legislative session.
Without objection.